Today's gospel, everyone. The disciples of John ask Jesus a pretty good question. They say, why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but you and your disciples, you're not fasting? Now, in some ways, that's kind of an ironic question, because for you and I as Catholics, we don't get asked, why do we not fast? We get asked the exact opposite. Why do we, in fact, fast? And I think that's a great question to ask, especially on this first Friday of the season of Lent, when maybe many of us are being more intentional in our Lenten practices, especially on Friday. So it's important to ask that question, be able to offer a couple of responses to it. First, one of the reasons we, in fact, don't want to miss in fasting is we don't want to do what the prophet Isaiah said. If our fasting is ending in quarreling and fighting, then we're missing the point. So somehow or another, what we've decided to do for our Lent penances is leading us to be short-tempered, angry, bitter with other people, then we miss the point. So let me offer three simple answers to that question of why, in fact, we do fast. Why do we fast? First, they're brief, don't worry. The purpose of our fasting is to remind us what our true food in life is. That we have to remember during Lent, we're doing what Jesus did. We're going out into the desert for 40 days where he did not eat. He didn't eat food, but he ate something else. What was his food during those 40 days? The will of his Father. That you and I, our true food in life is God's will in our lives. That's what feeds us. That's what nourishes us. That's what gives us strength. God's will. And so the reason we fast is to allow ourselves to feed on our true food, God's will. And so when we say no to other things, we make more room for God. That's the most basic reason we fast. Second, I think it's kind of cool that today, throughout the world, millions of Catholics are not eating beef and pork and chicken. That there's something kind of cool about being united and giving something up together. Maybe you as a family have decided to give something up, but the church is also a family. And so we join millions of Catholics today in saying no, not to meat because it's bad, and yes to fish because we have some kind of connection with the fish industry. But we're doing this as a family. And the third reason we fast, something else to think about, is it allows us to be intentional about something. To intentionally say no to something. In today's society, we can kind of just go through the motions. Even in fasting, we can kind of just go through the motions. But it allows us today, and every day we say no to something, to be intentional in our yes to Christ. So let's make sure that today we're feeding on God's will in our lives. Second, we're remembering that we're part of a bigger family, the Catholic Church, and we're saying yes to Christ together. And third, it allows us to be intentional in our yes to him.